Let's look at a couple verses of Scripture here tonight. I want to begin reading in chapter 3 and verse number 15. Paul was talking to his young son in the faith. He's a preacher boy. He's talking to Timothy. And he said, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." And then in verse 16, he said, "Boy, I've been trying to memorize this. Let me not look at my Bible and see if I can get it, okay? I've been trying to memorize it." And without controversy, good night. "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory." That's pretty close, ain't it? Amen. And then what I want you to do is look at the first verse in chapter 4. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with a hot iron." I want to remind you something before I pray tonight. The chapter divisions in the Word of God is something that man did, and I'm glad they did. I believe it makes it a lot easier to get thoughts, but sometimes I think the chapter divisions, we need to maybe think about just looking past them a little bit, just reading on the way that it was written. And I want to share with you tonight this thought: a Christmas without controversy. A Christmas without controversy. There's three truths tonight that I want to magnify in these three verses that I don't believe is up for discussion. I don't believe that there should be any controversy whatsoever concerning these three truths. Pray with me. Father, thank you tonight for our people. Thank you for your blessings. Lord, the singing tonight has just absolutely been wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for He, the Holy Spirit. Lord, you came into the world, and then when you went away, you said you'd send us another comforter. Lord, He sure does do a good job blessing our hearts and helping us to worship you. Lord, you said that when we worship, we got to worship in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, we couldn't do it without Him. We couldn't even magnify you without Him. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd help us as we share these thoughts with our people tonight. God, may you just challenge our hearts tonight through the Scripture. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In verse number 15 of chapter number 3, I believe that it ought to be without controversy as to how we ought to behave. If you look at chapter 3, and I'm not going to go into all of this, but he starts chapter 3 with, "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work." He's talking about the pastor there, and he's saying he desires a good work, and then he gives qualifications for that office. And then he goes into the office of a deacon, and he gives qualifications for that office. And what I'm trying to get you to see here is God is showing us that it's important, and it should be without controversy to know that it's important how we behave in the house of God. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I've been here now almost 12 years, and there are people that we've witnessed to, people that we've invited, that are watching from the outside in, amen? And some of them are just waiting on something to go wrong. Say amen. You know how they are. But God said here, Paul said to Timothy, he said, "If I tarry long, that thou may thou may know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God." Then he said this, "which is the church of the living God." How many believes that God's church, it's His church, amen? Jesus said, "Upon this church, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Then he said, the pillar and the ground of the truth. So I believe God, if you want to talk about something without controversy, it's the importance of God's church. Amen. The importance of God's people in this world that we live in. And he said, we ought to know how to behave, because we are the pillar and the ground of the truth. And then in the second verse, in verse number 16 here, not only is it important and should it be without controversy how we ought to behave, but it is very important and it ought to be without controversy what we are to believe. I heard a man say this years ago, and I've never forgotten it. He said, if you believe right, you'll behave right. And I believe that's true. Amen. I believe if we believe right, we'll behave right. A belief that does not change our behavior is wrong. There ought to be something, listen, there ought to be the works of God in the heart and the mind of those that know the Lord. Watch what we are to believe here in verse number 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. I want to say, first of all, I believe this is making reference to the Savior coming into the world. Amen. But there's also another mystery. You remember when you can look in the Gospels at the lives that Jesus changed. You can look at a woman taken in adultery. You can look at a woman with an issue of blood. You can look at a woman at the well that had five husbands and the one she had. I'm telling you, these are people that were ungodly, and there's a mystery about godliness. They meet Jesus and everything changes. Amen. There's a man among the tombs. He's cutting on himself. And he's possessed with demons. He meets Jesus, and Jesus, they said they found him clothed, sitting at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind. Now that's a mystery, say amen, how that you can take a man that's so engulfed in sin. But how many can testify, that was me, amen. He changed my life, amen. He made me whole. He made me, beloved, a child of the King. And so when we're looking at what to believe, we talk about the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. And think about that tonight. A lot of people have a Jesus that's not the Son of God. Beloved, Jesus is as much God as God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's man. He's God. I love this. I have to stop and think about how to say it, because I'll get twisted up on it. But the Son of God became the Son of Man, that the sons of men might become the sons of God. Amen. That's true. The Son of God, Jesus, became the Son of Man, that the sons of men, that's us, might become the sons of God. You say, Pastor, that's blasphemy. No, it's not. If you'll read over there, go with me to 1 John just a moment. I believe it's important. 1 John chapter number 3. The Bible said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Can you believe that tonight? That you and I are called the sons of God. He said, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then the Bible said this, goes along with that, behave, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So when we believe that Jesus was God, God was manifest in the flesh. I quoted those verses in John chapter 1 this morning. Justified in the Spirit. You remember I feel sorry for folks who say, I just don't believe in the Trinity. I'm telling you, I feel sorry for them, don't you? Amen. I mean, you can just go to the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River and see the Trinity. Amen. There's John the Baptist putting the Son of God under the water. The Spirit of God descends like a dove. And the Father says from heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. How do you miss him? Amen. Right there he is. And there should be no controversy as to what to believe. And justified in the Spirit, seen of angels. He was seen of angels at his birth. I thought about this, Brother Chris, after he was tempted those 40 days. You know what happened? angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. Oh, he had a close relationship with them. Amen. They knew what he had left to come down here. Amen. Because that was their abode. Amen. No wonder they rejoiced at the birth of Jesus. Amen. And the heavenly host rejoiced with the angel that made the announcement. Now watch this. The Bible said, preach unto the Gentiles. Isn't that good? Amen. God said this is what we ought to believe. Listen, that Jesus was manifest. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels, but we hadn't ought to stop there. He needs to be preached and unto the Gentiles. And then the Bible said, believed on in the world and received up into glory. You think about everything that's packed into that one little verse of Scripture. Amen. And God said, that's what we ought to believe. Now watch this tonight. A Christmas without controversy. He tells us how to behave. He tells us what to believe. Now listen to me, and I want you to hear me well right here. He also tells us something else. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Here's the third thing that I believe ought to be without controversy in the church of God, the pillar and the ground of the truth, and that is this: we need to beware. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, we're living not just in the last days, but we're living in the last of the last days. Say amen. And we need to keep our guard up, because the Bible said the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some are going to depart from the faith. You say, Pastor, what do you think about that verse of Scripture? Well, let me tell you this. You've got a group of people going around. They didn't name themselves quite right. It shouldn't be Jehovah's Witnesses. It ought to be Jehovah's False Witnesses. You say, Pastor, why would you say something like that? Because they don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. That's why. Amen. They'll tell you he is a good man. They will tell you, beloved, that he did some good things. Amen. But they're in the same camp with the Pharisees and the Sadducees that crucified him because he claimed to be the Son of God. And they said, you've blasphemed, making yourself equal with God. You better not give them Godspeed, beloved. When they come along and they don't believe Jesus is the darling Son of God, and that makes him Lord. Say amen. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. And I believe with all my heart he is manifestation of the Father in the flesh. Amen. And he gave his life for you and for me. We need to beware. The Bible said, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with a hot iron. I want to remind you something. The Apostle Paul, when he was doing what he was doing, beloved, when he was locking up the Christians and persecuting the Christians, he thought he was doing the right thing. And let me say this to you. You better get a hold of this. The cults that are in the world today, they think they're doing the right thing. Let me give you something a little bit stronger than that. I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm preaching God's Word. Amen. And God's Word, beloved, is forever settled in heaven. Amen. And the truth of the matter is, it ought to be a Christmas and there should be no controversy about how to behave, what to believe, and that we need to beware. Because God wants this church. It was started back in the 67, I believe. And God wants this church to continue to be a pillar and a ground of the truth. That second verse tells us what the truth is. Amen. And that third verse tells us to beware, because there are those that are trying to tear down the truth. Amen. I tell you this right now. The world don't love the church. Jesus said they're not supposed to. They didn't love him. They're not supposed to love us. Amen. He said they hated me and they're going to hate you. Amen. But I tell you, I'm glad he loves us tonight. And I'm glad we can have a Christmas and get some things settled in our heart that without controversy. Amen. Our Lord wants us to continue to let the light shine on this hill. Amen. And I love this. Stay by the stuff. That's over there in the Old Testament. Amen. They thought those that stayed by the stuff shouldn't get any of the spoil. But David said, no, those that stayed by the stuff, we need to stay by the stuff. Amen. And I thank God tonight. I thank God for the good singing. Man, the choir this morning, I'm telling you, wasn't that awesome? Amen. Brother Dale, how many Sundays did you practice to get that together, brother? You don't know? Okay, amen. I just didn't know if it come easy or if it come hard. That's what I was trying to... It come hard. Amen. Brother Dale said it come by the grace of God, didn't it, Brother Dale? Amen. Amen. Boy, it was good. I thought it was awesome. Amen. Absolutely awesome. Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, man, don't leave here without Him. Hannah was singing tonight, and my mind was going back. Your mind go where it wants to. My mind was going back to a morning when she went out. And she'd come in faster than she went out. Because there was some work that needed to be done in her heart. Amen. God's still working in hearts, ain't He? Amen. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Anybody got a word on your heart?